and left three of its soldiers dead. The Pakistan Armed Forces spokesman tweeted the soldiers were killed when Indian forces opened fire along the border known as the line of control. The Indian Army spokesman said Pakistan violated a ceasefire between the two nations. Meanwhile, India's Prime Minister delivered an Independence Day speech on Thursday that spotlighted a decision to remove the special rights of Kashmir. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended his controversial decision to strip the Indian part of the disputed region of Kashmir of its semi-autonomous status during a speech Thursday marking the country's independence. Pakistani Kashmir saw rallies and protests across the region. India's decision this month further damaged its already tense relationship with Pakistan, which cut trade and transport links and expelled India's envoy in retaliation. The UN Security Council is expected to hold a closed-door meeting Friday on the situation in Kashmir. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump is weighing in on what could resolve escalating tensions between Hong Kong protesters and China. Trump suggesting on Twitter if President Xi Jinping wants to humanely end the crisis, he should meet directly and personally with protesters. The U.S. president also said a trade agreement with China could be delayed until it reaches a resolution with pro-democracy demonstrators. Gibraltar Media is reporting that the government has decided to release a supertanker. The decision comes after Gibraltar received formal written assurances from Tehran, Iran, it would not discharge its cargo in Syria. The vessel was detained in early July. This is VOA News. An Israeli official says the Jewish state is barring two Democratic U.S. Congresswomen from visiting the country. AP Washington correspondent Sagar